Retailers are preparing for the onslaught of shoppers on Black Friday. The biggest shopping day of the year means hiring extra workers, not to mention moving tons of merchandise. Activity whirs both at big box stores and at the so-called mom-and-pop shops in town. Their signature day is November 29th, Small Business Saturday. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports on the push to buy local.
The smell of essential oils permeates the air in Jill Gilbert's home in Oak Creek.
You're probably smelling a whole, like, group of everything mixed together. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of lavender out here. I made lavender butter the other day.
Rows and rows of shelving occupy the corner of Gilbert's kitchen workspace. They hold soaps she's made using everything from beer to tea tree oil.
Rose clay is like a standard one that I have. It's like unscented. Winter's Kiss. This is a, almost smells like a sweet, like candy heart. It's like a mix of different mints.
Gilbert sells her products under the company name Moots, a few stores carrying them. She says the holiday shopping season is critical for her business. It makes about a third of its annual sales during the months of November and December.
That's like meat and potatoes time, you know, because a lot of people like to give gifts of soap or, you know, consumable things.
So Gilbert's been hustling to meet demand. She says it's also important for her to buy local.
People, they care more about what they're doing. If they're selling it and they're making it, they put more heart into it, I think, you know, than if it's something from a big box.
One person who believes he can help local shops capitalize on the holiday season is Eric Talinch. He started a service he calls Small Shops United, and he says about 65 Milwaukee-area brick-and-mortar shops have joined as members.
It's a platform that I created to give local independent business owners, I guess, a way of using a technology to attract new business and also reward their repeat customers and their best customers.
Talent says it's like a customer loyalty program. For some small retailers, his system has replaced the punch cards they were using. They typically offered customers a reward after a certain number of visits. Talent also offers a point system.
$1 spent is always equal to 1 point. That's sort of universal. So if I were, let's say, a restaurant, and I said, once you spend $200 with us, which is earning 200 points, you have a $20 gift certificate with us.
Talent says the real beauty of the program is that Small Shops United tracks every transaction. It aggregates the information to help members target customers and deals. The advantage to the community of residents buying local is that a lot of the money stays here, according to Kelly Andrew. She's with the advocacy group Local First Milwaukee.
When you're spending at a big box store, a higher percentage of that is going, you know, somewhere else, whether it's wherever their headquarters is. It's not staying here.
Andrew also encourages residents to bank local. She says those institutions are frequently the ones providing loans to small local businesses. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.